Episode 48, Backseat Shenanigans, The Perfect Spot. The crew plus one have managed to get themselves crammed in the back of a fine space Cadillac outside a high roller club along the path of coins. Max summoned new friend Bobenz, to help unlock a set of gates, disable a car alarm, yell at a bodyguard, and finally open the car door. Meanwhile, Sarn Turbo's shoot-first approach provided adequate distraction to allow the crew to slip in undetected. They now patiently await Michael Torval, high roller and part-time lover of Wookiee Butt Radar, to tell him about the latest word on the street, courtesy of a voicemail from Ally of Convenience, Illo Vanden. That gossip, of course, being the fact that the Butt Radar is using him and plans to kill him once she gets what she wants. Like children on a road trip, our heroes find themselves sharing a bench seat, killing time. But at least they have parking. Questions before I drop us back in?
Are all three of us together?
Yes.
We're all hiding in the back seat of a car.
And you're all in the back of a space Cadillac. Well,
I gotta admit, I was thinking about it. That's probably the weirdest spot we've ever been left in. Like previously, our heroes were in the back seat of a Cadillac. You know?
I want to think that we've been weirder places, but oh, she's got a card now.
She's got a card.
Not in character. Is your in character card green?
It should be. I have a green one.
Just right on the back of one. Why do you need two cards?
Because I don't know, like different colors.
Because I don't have. Yeah.
What happened to our light side points?
I accidentally reset them. I'll put them back up. My bad.
Should I hit it again or am I good?
No.
No.
Okay. No, don't roll again.
Oh, it's 5 and 2 this time, buddy.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Why would it be 5 and 2?
Boo got 2, you got 2, Bridget got 1. I got 2.
Okay.
Doesn't add up.
Doesn't add up.
All right. I will plop us in the parking hall.
I have no vision.
Is that better now?
Or I have nothing either.
Change? Oh, because you guys aren't in the scene. Although that shouldn't matter.
This ain't a scene, Tiger.
There's something going on back there. Oh, those are dots. Those are
Yeah, those are our cursors.
I thought those were distant ships or something. Like,
shooting stars. To make
it look like the ships are coming closer. I was like, wow, that's really great.
None of my macros work anymore. That's great. Okay, which ones are you?
I'm Sarn Turbo. Twilight Bounty Hunter Assassin. And I've got a real problem.
Yeah, you got a real problem, all right.
No, real.
Real attitude problem.
Oh. Is that what it's called? Real?
Real.
Can you see it?
No, it's black. No.
Okay, then I have...
I can see other cursors. And a highlighted square.
It's kind of strange. Restrict visibility within the scene to the vision of control tokens. If disabled, the entire scene is visible. I don't want you to see the entire scene. I should have checked this out. All right, well, we might have to just do that for now.
I mean, it kind of fits. It's dark, right?
It is dark. Oh, track.
And we are hiding in a car. Our eyes are probably closed.
Is you still can't see anything?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
Yep.
How about now?
No.
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 Nope.
Oh, that's very strange. That's no good. Maybe because it's still loading.
Maybe if you unpause the game.
Did that help?
No.
No.
No, because I don't have a icon I can cartwheel.
You, I mean, you're definitely in the scene. I did add you to the scene. Oh, you're moving it.
Yeah, I'm moving it.
Can you see it? It's just black?
It's just black.
Interesting.
All right, while you figure this out, I'm going to go make a drink.
Oh, he's pissed.
Pissed. Oh, there it is, but we see everything.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, we see a car.
See a space
car. Lots of other things. That's a nice car.
Can you see
now?
Daddy. Okay, now it went away again. All right, I don't know why... All right, you can see everything. It doesn't matter. There's nothing hidden in this scene anyway, but I'll have to figure that out. Well, Andy's gone now.
Yep, he has no patience. He left.
You're supposed to be patiently waiting.
I'm almost done with Jedi Survivor.
Oh, really? You must have been going at it pretty hard.
Yeah, that's what she said.
That's a super long game, though, either.
No, not really.
It's not super long, but it's not like what. It's not like short, though. Probably at least 20 hours, right?
Yeah, probably like, what, 30?
30, 40, maybe. It's good. It's not. It's got a lot of improvements. I'm at the point in the game, unfortunately, where I'm starting to notice all the flaws because I've been playing it so long. But you don't notice that. I didn't start noticing it until the very end. So, yeah. But like, you know, it's still pretty cool. The Kylo saber is pretty awesome. A lot cooler than I thought it would be. It's like a heavy hit lightsaber.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty big.
Oh, that's what she said.
All right. So... you guys are all crammed into the back of the space Cadillac. You are by yourselves. It's dark. There's not a lot going on. Or not a lot of action in the parking lot just yet. It's like the middle of the night. You woke up Bo Benz to break you into this car. And I think the only reason, or like one of the big reasons she got on, like, you know, on board with you, she's really pissed off at this car for parking in two handicap spaces, and that really set her off. I'm not sure that you would have got complete buy-in the entire way by convincing, like giving her, basically you tried to give her a job, kind of. You just said you could work on my truck, basically, if you hang out with us, which was like a
It's not like a great metaphor. It's more like you can work on you can work on my fancy, awesome ship. You know, that's a classic. You know, you can work on my space Cadillac.
Okay.
Except you guys have like a space Toyota Camry.
Yeah.
And it's also filled with underwear. Some gendered, some not. Some not gendered, some very gendered is what
some Wookiee saying.
Some and
a frozen Wookiee.
Yeah. But also, I think I would guess you're probably freaked out too because you showed up, these people, and one was somewhat charming. The other was getting shot at and tried to break the window on your car and couldn't and was drawing fire and now is next to you in the backseat of the car. Mac is in the middle. He was very specific about that. And you're not sure when this person will show up. But Mac did, he's the one that had the idea that said, okay, well, we're going to wait in this car until he comes to the car. And scene, I guess.
Any idea?
When is he going to get out of here?
Yeah.
How long have we been in this back seat?
Feels like,
I don't know how long.
2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been about 14 days. You've been subsiding on toenails.
Gross.
Mm. It's not gross. You're eating
each other's toenails. So what's the plan when he comes in here?
Yeah, do we all like jump out and shout boo or happy birthday? I never really got the gist of why we were hiding.
No. Classic maneuver. You see it all the time. We wait for the guy to come out, get in the front seat, and then we pop up and say, well, hello. And, you know, proceed with our business. What are we doing with him again? Oh, he knows where Michael Torvald's at.
No, he is Michael Torvald.
He also knows where he's at.
I'm not wrong. He does know where Michael's at.
So this Michael Torvald guy, right? Does he owe you money?
He has information. No.
Yes, he has a very big clue.
A clue? What is this? Like a detective novel? Like what?
No, it's like Scooby Doo.
No, we're after radar.
Spacey Doo, if you will.
Butt radar. All right.
Yeah, butt radar. He's a notorious wanted bounty, I think. So we're hunting her. We don't like her.
Wanted for what?
And we think she's ugly.
Oh, well, that's just misogynistic, but wanted for what?
Being ugly.
Wait, she's not ugly because she's a woman. She's just...
All right. As you guys are sitting there sort of talking and bonding, I guess, notice someone walking towards the car. And you guys, one of you, I presume, Matt.
Everyone, shush. Everyone.
Yeah.
And I push all our heads down, like, get down.
Okay. And you guys get down, and the guy comes up and gets into the passenger seat and sits down.
All right. On the count of three, guys. One, two, three.
He goes to pull his pistol in the face. Oh
no!
Not fight, just the pistol right in his face.
Oh yeah,
he was pulling, and Bo Benz, what are you doing?
I mean, she came up with like the surprise thing, but she's like seeing the guns down, so it's like she's almost like holding her own hands up, like she's
double surprise.
like I don't think she expected guns to come out. Although I don't know, she saw your blaster. But Mac, you've got a gun.
Yeah, take it to the gun show, man. Now, Mr. Torvald, is that your real name? The back of his head.
He's got a diplomat pen.
Who wants to know?
The guy with the blaster to the back of your head. I'm looking for Michael Torvald. Well, we are looking for Mike. Right, that's the guy we're looking for. Michael Torvald.
All right. Don't do anything stupid. Don't do anything stupid.
Are you Michael Torvald?
No. I'm not Michael Torvald. Who the hell are you? I work for him.
Oh, God. This is happening all over again.
I'm his...
When is your boss coming out?
When?
Yeah.
Who knows with that guy? I mean, we've been here for hours. Why won't he just go home? Oh, siren's breaking up.
Uh-oh. What's he doing in there? Is he gambling?
Wait.
Is he winning?
Oh.
Nope.
What? Oh, there he is. All right. You're back.
Okay. So I go, wait a second.
Yeah.
If you're not the boss, that means the boss is going to drive himself?
Yeah. Yeah, hey. What? Makes a good point.
Yeah. He likes to drive drunk. And I just make sure he goes straight. It's a ego thing.
Bullshit.
So wait, I got to add drunk driving to list of charges today?
I just imagine you have like a notebook on your hand, Bridget.
Not yet.
We got blasters on our hand ready, and you're just like sitting there like, and this?
Double parking.
Double.
I've already got you in a restricted parking zone, no ticket, two handicap spots, and now driving drunk.
I'm not driving yet.
All right.
Depends on how drunk this guy is.
He's in the passenger all seat. Right. It doesn't count.
So what's your all name, right, buddy?
Yeah, what's your name, friend?
You got me.
I start poking him a little bit more. What's your name?
I'm Michael Torvalds.
Wow.
And she rips off one of the tickets.
She would.
That's for a lack of registration. This is for two handicap spots.
Wow, you're good.
Driving a sex addict a drug addict and a smuggler in his car.
Bull Benz. You forgot the tinted windows.
And tinted windows.
Yeah, you want more of that, Michael?
No.
You can pound this car so fast, man. You won't even see it coming.
So you better give us information.
So are you guys like cops?
No.
Maybe.
You never said we were cops.
Operation.
I'm a cop.
Well, you guys are like giving me tickets.
Only one of us is giving you tickets.
Right. Okay, so one of you is a cop?
I'm about to give you a ticket right now to the gun show, buddy.
Hold on. So the not one...
A cop. First off, I'm not a cop. All right, I work for the Port Authority.
Oh, the Port Authority. Okay.
Yeah, she's a meter maid.
Yeah, so you don't have real power, I guess. Yep. So I guess that's fine.
I mean, I guess, but I'm the only one who doesn't have guns on you, so I mean...
So, I mean, no, I could be a cop. You don't have power.
I could be a cop. You don't know.
Yeah. Well, I asked. You, like, said, no, you're not a cop.
I didn't say that. That's what these two said. I could be undercover. You don't know. And I put you again with the gun.
Yeah, I don't have to admit I'm a cop. That's actually a common misconception, is that they have to admit that they're cops.
Yeah.
So,
didn't you watch that episode of Breaking Bad?
I'm confused, man. Like,
we just want information.
All right, man.
Where is it? Hey.
So we heard you're friends with the BR.
The big BR.
The big BR. The real big BR.
Yeah.
The big real BR.
What's the like? What's
the old Wookster?
You know
what?
The Wookie.
The Wookster.
The Wookie.
The Wookie. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm with the Wookie. So what? It's not a crime. Arrest me.
Where can we find her or him?
We just want to have a little chat with her or him.
Have you tried like the phone book?
Don't get snippy with me, and I poke you in the back of the head again. With the I just imagine I keep poking you in the back of the head. Like, you better watch out, or my finger's going to land on that trigger eventually with one of these pokes.
Yeah, it's like really annoying.
Yeah. Then tell us where to find her or him.
Is Michael Torvalds a beach surfer?
No. I'm just like really cool, man.
That's the accent from his planet.
Yeah, my planet. Yeah, Surftopia. No, it's not. No,
never going there. That sounds annoying.
No. I'm not telling you shit, man. I'm not telling you about my girl, my good time girl. Just like the best things ever happened to me, man.
Oh,
Wait.
I'm not
going to. Whoa. Are you?
One thought. Hold on to that one thought for 1 second. Guys, team meeting.
He can probably hear us. We're in a Cadillac, like we're in a car.
No, I can't. I know. I totally, totally can't hear you.
Get back up there, and I start poking you in the head against.
Ow! Ow! There! Ow! Ow! Where am I supposed to go? You want me to like get out of my own car?
Just put your head down. Put your head down. Turn the radio on, guys. I think this person.
All right, what do you guys want to listen to?
I don't know. Something bluesy.
Oh, all right.
I want some freeform jazz right now.
Coming right up.
Guys, I think this guy might be dating the Butt Radar.
I mean, that's cool.
I know, Bowman's, you don't, I know this doesn't apply to much to you. That doesn't mean much to you, but this is what we came here for. So.
Gossip?
We should roll with this person. No, not gossip.
You guys paparazzi? Are you guys paparazzi?
Oh, we're going to pop some rotsies here.
Come on. Oh, clever.
No. Listen. This guy seems pretty cool. Maybe we should try to, you know, hang with him and he'll bring us back to his good time friend.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, not if you don't try.
Can I? I want to look around and I want to look out.
Can I shoot him?
I don't think that's going to work. Can I shoot him? I'm charming as hell.
No. I want to look around to see if the person who's going to drive the car is coming out.
I want to see if I shoot him, if that will result in our victory.
Roll perception check. Just average. And let me roll two.
Failed.
Okay, so it
doesn't matter.
Alright. You look out, but once again the windows are tinted. So you they can't see much.
They tinted both sides for some reason.
Nobody can ever see out.
No, it's
nobody
impossible.
Can see out. Nobody can see in.
It's
probably why
you
parked over two spots.
Yeah, because otherwise he wouldn't know. He wouldn't be able to see if he hit anyone.
Right.
You guys like those tunes back there?
They're okay.
All right.
Change the station.
What?
Change the station.
No. All right. Can you guys leave so I can go home?
Team meeting. I'm not on the team.
You have not gotten past the internship.
Yeah. Okay. You're not part of a team.
Okay, fine.
What do you want to say?
Am I part of the team?
Absolutely not.
All right. Can I go now?
No. All right, listen, Michael. All right, well, first off, hold on. I am sorry, Bo Benz. What did you need to say? What did you want to say? And you in the front seat, keep quiet.
I was just going to ask if we were going to hang out with this guy or if I could go yet.
Michael, do you want to hang out? We're pretty guys.
I was kind of thinking the same thing. I'd like to go.
Wait. Do you have any real?
Huh?
Hold on. Quick, real question.
Wait. You cool?
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm definitely not a cop.
But that makes you say you're not a cop.
No, I'm not a cop.
Yeah, but that's like exactly what a cop would say.
I don't think so. I think they have to tell you that they're cops.
You just told me that was a myth. Prove it. Prove you're not a cop.
How?
Wow.
I roll down the window and start firing blasters up in the air.
Wow, that's
do it.
That no cop would ever do that. Do these drugs.
Wait, you got real?
No, well, I assume you did.
Why did you not tell us that at the beginning, man?
No, you said do these drugs like you had it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I start poking him in the head. Go, give me the real.
Oh, my God. You guys are like all over the place.
Really? Yeah. All right, listen. All right. Everyone, calm down.
All right, listen.
Hold on. I'm going to get in the front seat. We're going to go for a little drive. We're going to have a good time. We're going to paint the town kahuna. All right? It'll be great.
Want to paint it pink with real.
Do I have a choice? Or
no.
What? Oh, okay. No. So I guess that's what we're doing.
Yeah, no, we're going to have a good time.
No, but really, do you have any real?
Yeah, I got real. What, you cool?
Yeah, I'm cool. I told you I'm not a cop.
I know, but you keep saying that, and it makes me think you're like a cop.
But I'm not.
All right. Cool.
Can I have some?
Yeah, he reaches into his pocket and he comes to give you some. Now, no, if you do take this reel, you will be at disadvantage for your rolls.
Every roll? I thought it was just perception.
Everything. You're going to be high as shit. These things going to hit you real high.
I'm an addict, so yeah, I think I got to do it.
All right, yeah, man.
That's how that works. That's perfect logic for an addict right there.
Does he pour a little in my hand and I just put my eyelids down and I just...
All right, in. The car.
Bottoms
I
up.
I crawl over you, Bo Benz, and get out of the front and move to the front seat of the car. It's probably an athletics check right there because I'm pretty athletic doing this. I have to crawl out of the window.
You have to crawl out of the window and then back in the other window?
No.
Oh,
the one window.
All right. So you're going
to reference. Wait, it was it was a reference.
Oh.
I was just joking. It was just a joke. I'm not clawing anywhere. You can't make me.
Wait, are you going to roll or what?
He is God. He can definitely make you.
He's not God. Yeah. That's not true.
Yeah, I really wish you would stop saying that.
Or failed. I fell out of the car. But I have four advantages, so I looked really cool doing it four times cool.
You get up, dust off your Vester, and get in the front seat.
It feels like real life, doesn't it, Tiger, back in the day?
Yeah, every time when I try to do something cool.
Yeah, every time. All right, I get into the front seat of the car, and I, wow, this is a nice car you got here, Torval. My friend?
Yes. They don't make them anymore, man.
No?
No. This is one of a kind.
It's like the Pontiac of the seas.
No, it's not a Pontiac. We're not in the water, but it's still pretty cool. No, this is a space Cadillac, baby. This is old country craftsmanship. You know what
I'm saying? Do you mind if I turn her on? Give her a little see how she purrs?
You're asking a question that it feels like I can't really answer. Like it's not really up to
you. It's a formality. I'm just trying to be polite.
Whoa, man, no, take it easy. You can't just floor it, man. You gotta baby this one. It's just, it's like a lovely little kitten.
Wait, so are we dropping you off at your girlfriend's house?
What? No.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to betray her, dude. I'm not going to do that. She's
betray her to what?
I want to drop you off at her house.
No, I feel like there's some kind of trap here, dude. Coming in here with your guns.
The LaSat was right. We're paparazzi. We just want to pop a few pictures and we'll stay on the front porch. We'll leave. It'll be fine.
That doesn't sound like a paparazzi, man. It sounds like a pornographer. And she'd be super pissed about that. Like, she's very controlling.
Yeah? How controlling am I with the gun to your head?
Pretty controlling, man, but I can't give her up. This is the real deal, man.
All right. You're fine. You know what? You're absolutely right. Let's go for a drive.
Seriously.
We'll go party for a little bit. We'll go We'll go party.
I'm going to marry this woman.
We'll get some real India, and we'll have a good time.
Real.
Right, Sarn? Just, Sarn, get
real.
In.
Real.
Yeah. Sarn, can you hear me?
Man, he's feeling it, man.
Who is this?
Whoa.
This is my... All right, I'm going to keep it going.
Call her right now.
Tell her that you love her.
Call her.
Tell her that you love her.
Tell her that you love her.
No, I can't do that.
Yes, you can.
All right, how about, how about you and Sarn take another shot of real, and we'll see how that affects your checks.
Wait, you guys think I should...
Do you want me to have two disadvantages? Is that a thing?
To do more real?
Because you're going to have to do a lot of the heavy lifting then.
If he's...
If
you're gonna do the heavy shooting.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I mean, I'm just Starn. No, will do it. I'm just not, trying to come.
Sorry,
I can't.
Starn will
I
do
can't
it,
take any more.
Yeah, I'm think just about saying, it.
I'm just thinking maybe a little bit more real might get loose lips talking. You know,
That's fine.
Do you want to try
more
alcohol?
Real. More real.
Do you want to try any other extraneous drugs that possibly won't? By the game's rules, get you.
No,
did you
real.
Say intravenous?
Extraneous.
What's that?
Anything other than real.
No, real.
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 Wait, you guys think I should call her, like, now?
Yeah. Oh, girls love it when you call them in the middle of the night. Tell them that you love them.
Oh, is that... How you're here?
I don't know if you can tell this. I don't know how specious you are. I am a female Lasat. So I can tell you, as a woman, they really love it.
What's specious mean?
I mean, she's got a lot of space.
Oh, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Lasats are very tall.
Oh, yeah. Lots you do look kind of crammed back there.
Yes.
Like, they're not that tall.
I imagine that she's got, like, her, like, she's kind of, like, just hunched in the back. Like, you know, it's a Cadillac, but, you know, okay. Still not a lot of space. Also, Sarn's back there, too.
And Sarn is wasted. So I feel hot. Like they would, like, Sarn be coming
like
off...
In a picture, he could be...
He'd be coming off too clingy.
You're gonna marry her.
All right, Michael, yeah, what eventually. Do you want to do with the rest of your night?
Yeah, right. Hey!
All right, I'll call her. Fuck it. I'll call her. I'll call her right now.
Woo!
All right. He pulls out his communicator and he types in the number. And
can I see what the number is?
What? No. I mean
No. I'm asking. Like, can I try to see?
Like
Moments, sure. Can you trace that call?
I mean, I am mechanically inclined if we could steal the phone. Or communicator, sorry.
So what are we going to try to do here?
I just want to see if I can see what number he puts in.
Communicator isn't going to
do anything.
Really
right.
Know
yeah,
how
I don't,
it works, but
know,
you could try. You could roll a perception check. But it's at a disadvantage, so one black. Because you're wasted.
Oh, boy.
His vision's kind of blurred. I mean, you did just stick powder in it.
And a triumph! triumph!
All right. Yeah, so
you're able to see the zip code.
You could see...
The address perfectly.
You can see... You don't see, like, where it is, but you can see, like, the area code. So, just assuming that in this universe, the area code gives you, like, a rough geographical location. Like, yeah, you know what kind of neighborhood that she's in. Threats are... It would be difficult to get to. It's actually not particularly far. But it's in sort of, you know... Not really a bad neighborhood, but it's dangerous. It's It's a crime place.
We'll fit right in.
It's the ghetto.
It's I wouldn't call it that. I think they prefer to be called crime places now.
Crimevilles.
Crimevilles, if you would. Yes. So you do, you know the number, whether or not you remember it.
No, I write it down.
You where?
Yes.
On the back of the seat.
on the handle of my gun.
Okay.
Wow. That's dedication to the job.
Right.
But, all like, right. Not the part. So, like, if Sarn's a righty, right? And Sarn holds it like this, it's right. It's like right here. So it doesn't get washed away by sweat.
And you can see it at any time.
Yes.
You know. And you can call.
For the rest of the game.
You gotta go. That's
forever and ever.
Yes.
Forever and ever. It's automatically updating. It's a digital.
It's like down. It's like 1002 Cherry Blossom Drive.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Was that To Kill a Mockingbird?
No, that's nothing. That's just it's just an address I came up with off the top of my head that sounded a little fruity because it was cherry.
All right. And he starts calling. And it's ringing. Billy. Oh, I guess I have the button here. Oh, it's not working. Billy. And the other side. Hello. Hey, babe. Why are you calling me this late at night? I just wanted to say, and he's looking at you guys for like help with what to say, that I like totally like love you.
What I want to hang out right now. I want to come like, see you.
I just wanted to see if you were like up so like I could like come over.
Tell her you want to snuggle.
And like I want to totally like snuggle and stuff. What the fuck? You calling me at 4 in the morning to see if I'm awake? And you just like I'm some kind of booty call? No. Not like that. But no, like totally like just cuz I care about you and like you're my forever girl. Listen, I told you to cut it out with that forever crap. No, I think you're going to come around. Like, I think, yeah, you're the one for me, and I'm the one for you. And she hangs up.
Oh, boy.
Well, I think that...
Doghouse! Doghouse!
I could have gone... Wow. You guys are, like, rubbing it in. Like, I feel...
No, that feel was like heartbreaking. Kinda, I'm sorry. We like shouldn't have made kinda, do that.
You should terrible. Call back.
No, no, wow, no. Like... But you should go Egger House.
We should Egger House.
How dare she? She took your you poured your heart out to her.
Does she get just like security guards?
Stomped on it.
Well, stomped yeah, on it's it. Like it's kind of like a armored place with
armored.
Yeah, like guards and shit. But like, I don't know, man. That,
she
like
doesn't
her.
Seem that she doesn't seem that interested in you.
No, like
you know what you should do?
She?
A great display of affection. Let's go to her place and we'll light a fire with her name on it. And like we'll do that old chestnut where we hold up a like a communicator and play music. You know, like that old movie space. I don't remember the name of it.
Oh, but I'm sure it started with space. Whatever it was.
And I do know it had, I don't know that person's name either. It's somebody named John
Cusack.
John Cusack. Space John Cusack's in it.
Sounds like it might be, like, problematic on rewatch.
Is it?
I don't know.
I'm not all even right. joking. I was looking up John Cusack, and I plugged in the word space first.
our I feel like you guys are giving me like really bad advice that I like can't say no to because you're like pointing guns at me.
Well, you know, maybe.
I put my gun away.
I leave it on. I leave it on my lap. But you know, it's not up against you, buddy.
Have you ever loved someone so hard that you want to like be with them forever?
No.
Huh.
Yes.
Most of my species has been taken as slaves, so not really.
That's so weird. I didn't really put that together. Yeah, we got a connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twi'lek.
Family into slavery. Yeah, we could bond over that.
What a small world. Yeah. Empire really is shit. What a
small galaxy.
Anyway, you seem like a nice guy. I gotta be honest. Any girl would be lucky to have you. You really want to marry her?
Yeah, like a lot.
Well.
Alright, that sucks. Let's go. Let's just go. I'm gonna throw
We're going. I couldn't rev the car.
All right,
road trip.
Let's go. Let's go. I need a drink first, man. I can't do this.
You don't want some real nervous.
What? No, I had too much real today. I just need
to take
us
to
real for the deal, liquor for the heart.
Wait. Does liquor counteract real?
I mean, I'm sure it just
I think that's just like it's like kill Belushi. Just like, yeah, I'll just take a little bit of cocaine, take a little bit of heroin, and then I'll be even Steven.
I'm just thinking maybe if I go in there then and do a couple shots, then maybe my disadvantages go away.
Not quite.
Isn't that how disadvantage works? If you mix multiple intoxicants, doesn't it get better? Well, let's go. Let's go drinking. This guy, our friend, this guy Michael, he seems like his heart's broken.
Let's go drink it till it's fixed.
In shatters.
Shatters, you say?
Yeah, complete shatters. All right. Then all right, we're you guys. Driving. All right.
Have a good time here. Make sure it turned on my signal.
All right.
This is a nice car.
Yeah, no, it drives like a dream.
Yeah, might have to look into getting one myself one day.
You can. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it drives like it's like driving a big cloud. That's why I like it, man. It's super nice.
Oh yeah, this nose, it will goes. Look at it. All right, here we go.
All right. Okay, bull over here.
You don't feel a pump.
I know the bartender over here.
Hey, right, where?
Pull over.
He points over to a place. It's a bar.
Just a bar.
Yeah.
A buyer.
And you guys pull into this place. It's called, you see it on the sign as you come in. It's called Paradise.
Hello, all the Waldies.
No, Aladzawanis.
Aladzawanis.
No, it's Paradise. And, you know, actually.
Hello, Paradise.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bridget. It's a geography joke. You'd have to be there.
I get that.
Was that a dad joke?
Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Too strange.
Okay, and you guys show up at Paradise, and you guys sit down at the bar, and Michael he's just hanging his head. He's sitting down at the bar, and he's hanging his head.
Round a day of the whiskey.
All right, I guess. And the bartender brings you guys over four shots. Wait, how many are you? Four.
Four.
Yeah.
He's all like, right, well, and then I toast.
Bottoms up. All right.
All right.
Here's to new friends and kidnapping.
We're not kidnapping. Drink.
Well, can I go home?
No. Drink.
And he takes a shot.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Team meeting.
All right. No, not you.
You just enjoy that whiskey. Give us a second.
What's up, Sarn?
Well, I just drank it. It was the smallest cup ever.
Yeah, order another one.
All right.
Tell him to put it in a bigger cup.
Okay. Can you? All right. And he nods.
All right. So in the meet and go, guys, I think I've got the dress.
You've got a dress?
The address.
Oh.
We already went there. Oh, no, we didn't go there.
You're a beautiful woman, or beautiful Sarn.
Beautiful Sarn. Like, I've got the communicator number. All right. Don't need to hang around this guy anymore.
Oh no, but he's so sad.
So yeah, he's right, Sarn. She's right, Sarn.
Doesn't he make you feel better by comparison?
Sarn, don't you think we need a new intern?
He'll make me feel better.
Yeah, then I won't be the new intern. Wait, I'm not an intern.
Exactly.
Wait, I don't think I agreed to work with you. Are you kidnapping me too?
No, heavens no.
No.
Let me go home, Sarn. I just want to go home.
Now I don't know what to feel.
It's like a phone tree kidnapping. He's kidnapping me. I'm kidnapping somebody else. You're kidnapping someone.
It's a phone pyramid. It's a kidnapping pyramid.
Yeah. No, we don't need him anymore.
But does he need us?
Does it matter?
That's the thing, Sarn. We've learned a lot with you these last few, however long we've been together. And I know you got a heart of gold underneath you. And this guy...
No, I don't.
I mean, I meant that metaphorically. Your heart is like metal, all right? <It's> not...
okay.
I don't know what my point was here. Let's just help this poor lad.
Why?
And as you guys are bickering, he turns around to you and he throws his arm around you. So you guys ever feel like you're being used? I feel like I'm being used.
By who?
Definitely not by us.
Who's using you, friend?
Well, I thought she loved me for me, but I think she's just using me.
Using you for what? All right, guys. Let's keep him in. this feels like a good alley to go down right now.
Yeah, yeah. You know what, man? You just gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta love yourself, man. You just gotta love yourself. Let's do more drugs.
No, not drugs, drinks. Because he doesn't want to do more drink.
Well, you gotta love yourself, man. And I like pat him on the back. Let's get drunk. You gotta use her.
All right. Use her? I don't know what that means, but...
Dagovolsky.
All right.
Or another round.
And bigger glasses.
Bigger glasses.
Just increasingly smaller large ice. Glasses. And small, increasingly smaller eyes.
I would like to try to pickpocket the real out of his coat.
Okay, that would be a stealth check.
Pretty good at stealth. Except for...
The setback.
Wait, oh, I do have two boosts.
Holy shit. What was that? Check succeeded. Five successes.
And two advantages.
All right, you take the reel from his pocket.
Is there, anything else in his pocket I could have taken?
Yeah, what else is in there?
Yeah, you feel around.
While you're in there, let's take a look around.
Yeah, why don't I just poke around in there?
Well, maybe it's got Butt Radar's address on a business card.
Or maybe it's got a lock of her hair.
So much hair. Could have fallen off anywhere.
Yeah. No, you do find the reel and just be you get what you get, and don't be upset.
All right, I put it in my pocket.
You're not even going to do it? You're just going to save it for later?
Yes. Functioning real addict.
Wow. How about that? You know, I don't know why you guys are in my back seat, but this is making me feel like a little better. Although, I feel like you guys gave me some bad advice, and maybe it was going well before I called her in the middle of the night.
I don't think it was going well.
For God's sakes, what is this out of character? What is this sound? What is all this sound thought doing here? I mean, honestly, let's get in.
I don't know. You guys are just hanging out. You just keep giving them alcohol. I really don't know where it's going.
And it keeps making more and more sound and very, very rational decisions. You know.
No. Look. If you call her in the middle of the night just to say you love her and that you want to be, have you told her you loved her yet?
Yeah, like literally like 10 minutes ago on the phone, and she...
No, before that.
No.
And this is the first time she says, you say you love her, and she hangs up on you and calls you stupid, not in that order.
Yeah, you know, she's not very nice to me.
No, you deserve someone to be nice to you. Like, you know, I mean... Granted, we were in the backseat of your car for reasons I still don't quite understand, but we would never.
I think it was to give me a ticket.
Several.
You know what? You're right. And you've had a really hard night, so, and she's going to take one of the tickets. I'm assuming it's just in his pocket still at this point. She's going to take the one. And, like,
that was one of the advantages.
The tinted windows, I'm going to rip it up, not going to report it. Take him off. You got like a warning. But hey, you know, like that's something. You don't have tinted window, you know, get rid of your tinted windows, especially tinted on both sides. That seems dangerous.
You know, Michael, getting rid of tickets and, you know, dealing with that, that's a really important thing. It helps build character. You need to, and it's a, you know, you don't get too many free passes like that. This LeSat's looking out for you. This LeSat knows where it's at.
Wow. All right. Well, let's
another round.
Another round. Bigger glasses.
Bigger glasses.
Smaller
and
ice.
Even smaller ice.
All right. At this point, he's wasted, right. And he's...
So I would like to talk to him.
Okay.
Also wasted and high. About like. All right. What they used to do and like the kind of dates they'd go on and where she enjoyed to go.
Are you trying to steal his girlfriend?
No. I'm trying to find information where she's not in a goddamn castle.
So what's her interests? What does she like to do in her free time?
Yeah.
What would you say what's her regular schedule is?
Yeah.
Does she enjoy long walks on the beach? She's definitely not a snuggler, let me tell you that.
She's not a snuggler.
Well, she's not a
snuggler. She might be snuggler a snuggler.
She's a
smugglord.
Ah, so she's a snuggler.
Snuggler.
Well, her name is Noira. I don't know if that's like her real name. But
how do you spell that?
Noira.
Noira. Okay.
Noira.
I did not spell that like the way you told me to.
Okay. Does she have a last name or a first name?
I don't know. We're on a first name basis.
Okay, so Noira is a first. Okay.
Right.
Mac and I hearing this?
Yeah. I think so, right? Yeah, you guys are... I think Sarn is, like, kind of throwing Sarn's arm around him and trying to, like, you know, get to know him. But it's not outside of earshot. They're drunk. They're talking very loud.
They're probably yelling, Noira!
The bar is very quiet. It's just him yelling, her name was Noira!
They're Noira. Noira.
Why would you do this to me, Noira?
Why would you do this to me? The last Noira. Time I
It's pretty I good saw, to say that a lot.
Noira. I saw her the day before yesterday. We had dinner and spent the night together.
At her place?
Yes. She's got a really big bed. It's a water bed.
It's a water bed. Wow, fancy.
Yeah.
I mean, no. Water beds suck. Okay. They're bad for your back. You're better off without her.
Because of her bed?
Yes.
Oh, that's... You know what? That kind of made me feel better.
Good. Good. Another round.
I don't know. Bigger glasses. I'm pretty drunk.
Bigger glasses and even smaller ice.
Oh, man. Yeah, over at her place, you know, she's got like a lair.
What do you mean a lair?
Who has a lair these days anymore? Honestly.
You were listening to our conversation? I thought it was private.
It is private. We're your best friends.
No. I have an interest in layers.
Oh, not layers. Lair.
I said it.
It's 4:30 in the morning. Like, come on.
It's only been a half hour.
We drank a lot of whiskey, man.
Yeah. Well.
You want another one?
No, I don't know.
Come on, let's get another one. It's on you.
I don't know, man. I can't. It's on me.
Yeah.
What?
This whole thing's on you.
I don't. All right, I guess. All right. Yeah, she's got like a lair. It's like a lair.
You know, Have you been in the lair?
Yeah, I was there the day before yesterday. We were sleeping together.
What's it look like, Blair? Is it comfortable?
It's the bed's comfortable. It's a water bed. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's bad for the back.
It's bad, I guess. It feels really good, though.
What kind of lair is it? Are we talking like a townhouse sort of lair? You know, a building?
Is it underground?
Is it underground? Is it cliche, that old cliche underground lair? Let me tell you, anybody who is an underground lair, living in the past.
No.
All right.
It is not. It's not underground. It's in the industrial district.
Oh goodness, they have a lot of kaiju attacks there.
What?
Nothing. Never mind.
Does she live she live alone?
No, she lives with like a bunch of thugs and pirates and ne'er-do-wells of all stripes.
Oh, that's not fishy to you?
And there's also Rial, second in command.
Oh, okay. Not the drug.
Real. No, Rial.
How do you spell that?
Are you writing this on your gun?
How many Rogers did you spell Rial? Hold on. There's more space underneath the scope.
What's it say?
R Y. Is that her number on there?
No.
Does that say 742 Evergreen Terrace?
That's a reference I get.
Does that say 1313 Mockingbird Lane?
That's the one from To Kill a Mockingbird. Sorry. That's the one from To Kill a Mockingbird.
No, it's from the Munsters.
It's the Munsters Mansion.
You're close, though. Both starring Gary Peck. A lot of people don't know that.
What's a Gary Peck?
I mean, Gregory Peck.
What's a Gregory Peck?
All right.
He's the dad in To Kill a Mockingbird.
Go to bed. It's time for you to go to bed, Sarn.
R-Y-A-L-E.
R-Y-A-L-E.
Rial. It's her second in command.
Hmm. Is there anywhere she likes to go on her own and kind of get away?
Tell me about this Rial guy, because I bet, I hate to break it to you, second in command, you know what that means.
No.
Wait, is it a guy?
No.
Is it a guy?
Oh, no, it's a girl.
Woman. Well, no, they prefer
it's even worse.
Women. Oh, it's a female.
Yeah. Wookie.
Oh, it's a female Wookie.
Yeah, it's like it's the whole crew is Wookiees.
What? All of them?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
All women, right?
It's an all women crew.
That's incredibly empowering. I mean, terrible in some ways, but very empowering.
I mean, it's like Criminal Enterprise. They kill people for no reason at all.
Right. But I mean, you know, the Criminal Enterprise is a largely male-dominated field, so it's great to see some, you know, female representation, even if they are dirty Wookiees.
Whoa! That's my wife you're talking about.
You're not married.
She did.
Oh, he starts crying again.
Another round.
Another one.
I thought he froze for a second.
No, I didn't. I did kind of freeze, trying to decide what to do. He's like on the verge of passing out now. You've fed him so many shots, he's about to pass out.
Oh, man, you look rough.
Hey, Matt.
What's up, bud?
You still got those keys?
Oh, the car's still running out front.
All right.
It's cold out there. We got to keep the thing warm.
Let's go.
All right.
Why don't we take our new friend and have him go take a nap in the car, and we'll go visit. We'll take him to his girlfriend's house and just drop him off there.
Why can't we just leave him here?
No, we gotta take him. Look at him; he's so sad.
We'll compromise. Sarn, we'll put. Is he listening to us? Is he passed out?
Yeah, he fell asleep at the bar.
All right, we'll put him in the trunk.
Why?
Is that? Because I don't feel like leaving this poor guy here all night by himself. You can just take him in the
car. Don't you want the car? The
drop him off.
The Cadillac?
Yeah, I was
planning on taking it. Why are we adding extra steps?
I don't know. I mean,
the poor guy just got his heart broken. He got his car stolen. He's going to have a really bad headache.
His car's not stolen yet.
Oh, but I did make a note here. I drive a space Cadillac. If I'm good, maybe I keep. Like, I wrote that here like 10, 15 minutes ago. So,
I mean,
the idea is planted.
Look, if we show up to her, like, I get where you're going. Look, I see the path that you're headed. If we show up empty-handed, I mean, or we can show up with him.
So you want to show up with him? Just declared his love to her.
Yeah.
She denied it.
Right.
And now you want to show up with him.
Yes.
Why is that good?
Love conquers all.
She's going to want to yell at him. Or she'll take him back. I don't know. But he's sad. Look how sad he is.
He's passed out.
Okay, I got a better idea.
Sorry.
How about this? Do you want a hostage? You want a hostage? Come on. You want a hostage?
I want a hostage always.
All right. See? He's going to reframe the situation. What? We've got a hostage now. We've got something she might want.
She's annoyed with this guy.
But yeah, because she doesn't know he's been taken hostage. Yes. Sarn, have you ever been in a relationship? The moment you find out, if you get into a fight in a relationship, the moment you find out they've been taken hostage, it's kind of... The moment you get into a fighting relationship, the moment you find out that person's been taken hostage, I mean, I think it takes precedence over whatever the fight was before. Waking her up at 4 in the morning. What?
How often has this happened to you?
Oh, at least once or twice.
We insured her out.
Whoa! I did not expect that from you.
How old do you think I am?
Which end were you on?
I mean... Everyone needs to go around. It's been a rough few years.
I like you, Bo Benz. You should be on the team.
She's got to pay her dues first.
I'm pretty sure I can't go back to my job at the Port Authority. I didn't want to tell you guys, but I definitely broke a lot of rules breaking into that parking lot. I mean,
those tickets you gave him are fake?
No, they're still valid. I mean, the Port Authority is a cruel place. All They'll still honor the tickets, but I'm definitely going to lose my job.
All right. Here's the compromise. We'll rip up the tickets and steal his car.
But what do we do with him?
Who cares?
Mac, you really just want to leave this guy behind.
But there's no point to having him.
I just say we throw him on the front yard of her place and then go in there. I don't know. Maybe
he was a distraction. He's a distraction.
He's all right, let's just murder him in Church's pockets. What do you want to do?
No, I won't stand.
No, not murder him, but definitely search his pockets. I found a roll in there once.
Definitely search his pockets.
Definitely
maybe make sure he's unconscious first. Maybe make sure he's not breathing before we do that.
No, make sure he – yeah, you know, I don't care if he's breathing.
No, we can't do that to him.
All right, he wakes up. He kind of like bounces up, and he's like, "Are you guys talking about me?
Mike, we don't know what to do with you. We want to make sure we take you home nice and safe.
Yeah, is there some place we can drop you off?
Is there some place safe?
Take me to Neuer's house.
All right, where is it?
It's in the industrial district.
All right, can you give us an address?
What?
Can you give us, like, the address? I got to plug it into the space GPS.
All right.
Space global positioning.
And
yeah, that one.
Yeah, okay. I was just looking here. There was something else about this. I don't know who this Jander is. All right. Fine. And he messages you the... He flicks you the GPS coordinates from his
All right.
Okay, technology.
So now do we need him? We got the address.
He's a distraction.
All right, fine.
Just throw him in the trunk. Listen, we'll throw him in the trunk. He can take a nice nap in there. If we need him, he's there. If he's not, well, no harm foul. We'll just drop him on the water.
Throw me in the trunk, man, in my own car.
You're sick. You're going to throw up. You don't want to throw up on that. You don't want to throw up in that Cadillac. That's rich Corinthian leather. Corinth is known for their leather.
Who's Corinth?
It's a planet.
All right.
Come on. I changed my mind.
Take me there.
All right. To the trunk of the car.
Throws her over his shoulder. I imagine she's strong enough for that, or should I roll?
Yeah, I forgot to tell you, Mobens, you're definitely going to be the muscle of the group from now on. We're going to need you to carry lots of things.
We had a robot for that.
And so a Wookiee. Now we have a little set.
I'm very tired. You don't have to roll for that. I really don't want to see you fail.
just lift with your legs, though. Make sure you're not lifting with your back.
Throws him over her shoulder and starts carrying him out to the car.
Whoa. Wow, you're strong.
Wait, did he pay the bill? Surprisingly.
What?
Oh, you know what? Watch this. She says this to Michael, like, turns around, watch this. Send the bill to Moira.
Neuer.
Neuer. All right. And you mean the missus?
Yeah, you know him. And she, like, turns him around. You know him. She's always with him. And he's right?
Like, yeah. All right. I'll put it on her.
Send the bill to her.
All right.
Excellent. All right, give yourself a good tip. All right. Bye.
All right.
You never saw us.
What? Who are you?
We were never here.
All right. Yeah. And then she kind of just like, you know, lifts the car trunk open, sticks him in there like a piece of like a suitcase, and then just shuts the door.
It's comfortable.
Do you tuck him in?
Yeah. He's chucked in.
Did you tuck him in back there? Listen, he got to make sure that little boy's comfortable. He's very fragile right now.
I'm really sick.
All right, you're not up here.
You're in the trunk. We can't hear you.
All right. You're not up here. You're not up here.
All right.
All right. Let's drive there to Neuras.
All right. To Neuras. And I start booking it.
You just floor it?
Well, not floor it, but I'm definitely like, you know, I definitely jerked the whole car. I mean, hopefully nobody got sick.
Well, Michael did. In the trunk.
Oh.
All right.
Roll around in it.
The filthy atmosphere in the industrial district is even more pronounced than in the rest of the city. The smells of exhaust and sulfur mingle with an odor of burning plastoid, taking your breath away and making you feel sick. The district is dirty. The Ferrocrete building stained by centuries of industrial corruption.
Dumpsville.
It's Dumpsville.
All right, let's go drive to her place.
This place is spooky.
Yeah.
It's like I can hardly breathe.
It's like, yes, exactly. Let's see.
I yell back, Michael, you still awake?
Nope.
He might be dead, guys.
Nice. All right. It takes you to a place that's got a sign outside that says Ambre Environmental. It's a building that it has a very high fence. As you pull up, there are rows of off-white repulsor vans and ground vans all around it with they all have the Embry Environmental logo on it.
Yeah, this does look good.
Yep.
Waste management, huh? Who knew there was so much corruption in waste management?
And you pretend to be in waste management, Bobenz?
And not with a jacket that says Port Authority, which is what I am wearing.
Why are you still wearing it?
Because you called me and said you had a Port Authority task, so I dressed for the job, and I didn't bring a backup.
So take the jacket off.
Cold.
It is chilly out here.
Also, wearing just a shirt underneath. I mean, come on. Let me have my jacket.
Just a shirt.
I'm not taking my jacket off.
Let her wear what she wants.
I don't think taking my jacket off is going to make me less suspicious.
Fine.
If anything, the jacket brings respect.
I don't think that's true.
Well, maybe a criminal would think.
Whatever.
All right. Well, the GPS has led you to this building.
Here we are.
Here's the building.
That's the building. It's got a high fence. And there are vans all around it.
Is there like a garage door opener on this thing that I can open up the gates?
It does not appear so.
All right. I use my communicator and I call Michael in the back. Michael, wake up. This is your pants talking.
Do you have Michael's number?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, he did.
No.
Sorry, he texted you. He sent you a message. Yeah.
With the address? Oh, yeah, he did.
Oh, right, yeah.
And but me then, and Son,
I mean, he's right back there. What are we going to call him for?
That's the joke.
I'm trying to wake him up. I'm trying to wake him up. He's
then I'll just go back there and wake him up.
Okay, just go wake him up. Tell him we need to get in here.
All right, I slap him in the face a couple times to wake him up.
All right.
Quit rolling around in your own sick.
Okay. You put me back here.
You don't remember that.
I wouldn't have put me
back
here. You're
just gaslighting this poor guy.
All right. We're at Neuras.
We've been doing way more than gaslighting this poor guy. We have been like just blowing him up with all the gas we've been throwing at him.
Yeah. And then also you put him in the trunk. So he's been huffing a lot of exhaust.
Yeah. So not only is he blowing, not only are we gaslighting him, we are also just gassing him.
Wake up. We're at Neuras. You go out to the front yard and profess your love very, very loudly.
Oh, she's not going to be able to see me from here.
What? Where will she see you from?
Like, inside.
How do we get there?
I don't know, but you better watch out for, like, the guard dogs. They're not going to like you guys.
Oh, I don't like dogs. That's not going to go well for me.
No.
But it's your dogs. Dogs are fine. They're fine.
How did you get inside?
Well, I mean, like, she lets me in.
You got a secret way in? Can we get you in a secret way? Like, is there a back door?
There's a secret knock.
What is the secret knock?
I can't just tell you the secret knock, man.
Can I guess it?
You can.
Where do you knock on?
Yeah, first let's talk about where we knock first, and then we'll talk about the knock. We only have half the puzzle here. We're only working with that.
All right. Okay. I can get in through the door with, like, the secret knock. The security guards know me there. They're not going to, like, let you guys in, though. They don't know you.
But we're your entourage, bud. We're best friends with you.
Yeah, we're your security guard.
Make sure you get home safe. We got to, we're not going to just drop you off at the curb and drive away. We got to make sure you get inside. That's what friends do. We're friends, right, Michael?
I know that. You guys have gotten me really drunk and put it on my girlfriend's tab.
I want you to know. Wait. I didn't know you were going to.
How are you this self-aware for being drunk?
You were passed out when we did that.
Yeah, you're right.
Why do you keep making such sound decisions when you're just drunk? God damn it.
Michael, I imagine when you're sober, you're a very straight fellow, right? You know, you're pretty.
I imagine when you're sober, everything would be okay.
Yeah.
Another round.
Yeah.
No.
They're not going to let all of us in.
Well, they
all right, so someone's got to go with you, though.
What? No.
Like, okay, I got an idea.
Me in. Security's kind of tight.
What if you go in and you leave the door open with a pencil?
Security is still there.
Right. They're going to.
We'll sneak in.
The dogs aren't.
The security is still there.
I mean.
What if
I think the door is the least amount of our concern.
That's just. Listen, I'm prioritizing. First thing we got to do is get past this door. Then we can worry about dogs and the guns.
Is there like a gate or anything to get in there? Like, is this like a.
Where are you going, Michael?
It's an industrial park. So it's like, it's surrounded by these like tall fences. And there's
a gate that
trucks and stuff go through. But like, yeah. Yeah. So it's like, but it's also nighttime. And like, I come in and out because, the old lady's there and they let me in and they sort of give me side eye.
What if you were driving?
Well, that could work. But you guys have to hide. You guys have to hide in the trunk.
Oh, this does not sound good.
Is, no, it's come to backfire. That's where you threw up.
All right. I have to pee.
Well, I guess I did.
I got to pee.
Just go in your pants, man.
No, no.
That's what I always do.
Yeah.
Go profess your love very, very loudly.
I have he's leaving. Okay, bye.
What'd you say?
I guess I'm all alone. When you yell really loudly, it kind of fuzzes, but not nearly as bad as it was normally. And you probably just need to mess with the settings a little bit. We can do that sometime.
I have to get a headphone. I don't even think I need to get
You can get those gummy ones, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was probably going to do. It's such a difference. It's like plastic versus so. Yeah, I don't. I can't hear the Bluetooth because that's what Tiger like. I think that's what he wants.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
All right, I'm back. What did I miss?
We all got beverages.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Ahoy, ahoy. Ooh, a little bit of whiskey?
Yeah, just a very, very little bit.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you know that
yes.
when they first... Okay.
Bridget might not know, though.
I have no idea. I'm dumb as hell. I don't know anything.
When they invented the telephone, they didn't know what they were going to say when they answered the phone. Like, it was actually, like, they had to figure it out.
Why I said ahoy, ahoy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so you ahoy. Knew this. Yeah.
Yeah,
ahoy
that's,
was...
That's like the joke in The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Is that Mr. Burns would answer with ahoy, ahoy because it was the first...
Is that how they decided they wanted to answer? Ahoy, ahoy?
Yeah. Ahoy.
I don't think... No, I think they ultimately decided on hello.
But clearly. The first... Yeah, for a while it was ahoy.
Ahoy, I think. Yeah, after like ships.
Yeah.
Okay. Or the chocolate chip cookie.
I don't think it was the chocolate chip cookie. Bless you.
He's back.
Thank you.
Oh, you heard that.
He's black.
Did you guys hear that?
No.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, you guys didn't, but I did it because I'm, you know, I'm just down the hallway and that was really loud.
It was quite distracting.
It really was.
Okay, where are we? Place.
Yeah, I'm not going to try and force that this week. I have an idea for the map, but it's not ready yet. Because some things change. Okay, so you guys are outside kind of surveying the land. You know, you're outside the wall. You've decided that maybe you can get in if, you know, security can't see you. And, yeah.
But what if Bo Benz is the driver?
What if Bo Benz is the driver?
I mean, isn't Mike pretty drunk?
Yeah.
Is he able to drive straight?
And he has a driver, which was established.
Okay, that.
So if Bo Benz is the driver, because I assume she is not nearly as wasted.
Yeah, she works for the Port Authority. She's trying to make sure this guy got home. She found him in one of her parking lots.
Exactly.
Parked in two spots, gave him a ticket, ripped up the ticket, and now is bringing him home.
In his car.
That was just for the tinting, by the way. I want you to know I still gave him a ticket for... parking in two handicapped spots. That can't be allowed. Those handicapped people need those spots.
That's canon.
The tinted windows, I'll give a warning. Get those removed. We'll be fine. But the handicapped parking can't fly.
All right. Like.
Also, yeah, I probably that don't have sense. A job.
Oh, no.
Well, don't tell them that.
Well, I need a new one. Do you need a chauffeur?
Well, you guys seem to want... Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I shouldn't really drive. We're not going to get inside by just, like, walking up there.
Sarn, Mac, you good with this? Hiding in the puke trunk?
Yes.
Yes.
This is our punishment. Being two great individuals.
Too great.
Well, we both put our feet towards the puke.
Yeah, yeah. Let's not make this embarrassing.
Yeah. But it's awkward because we have to, like, face each other.
Yeah, lip to lips.
Yeah.
What?
What, you want to go lips to tip?
No, I don't. But it's not. It's the expression I take objection to. Lip to lips.
Yeah.
You guys want to face together? You know,
lips to lips.
Dick to dick.
We really saw eye to eye, lip to lip.
The puke at the feet, no problem. Lip to lip.
Lip to lip. Gross. All right. Well, yeah. Sarn and Mac get in the trunk, lip to lip. You close the trunk. Their feet are soaked in vomit. And Bo Benz, you get in the driver's seat. And Michael plops down into the passenger seat. And he's like, take me to her.
True love awaits. And she puts it to drive.
All right. And you guys drive down towards the door. And a man at the security post has, like, a big maglite flashlight, but with, like, lasers, because it's the future or past.
Sure.
And
it's the future and also the past.
He shines it directly in your eyes, and he's like, "What do you want? Who are you?"
Name's Bo Benz. I think I got something of yours. And she kind of, like, grabs Michael and kind of, like, you know, shakes him in the front seat, like, "Huh?" And he said he lived here.
"Oh, is that you, pretty boy?" "Yeah." "You back again?" "Yeah." "All right. Does the boss lady know you're coming?" "Yeah."
Did you just stump yourself?
And all right, that's a good point. Maybe he should roll. Oh shit.
Deception.
Yeah, it's a deception.
Against Michael, yourself. Deception roll.
Well, not against himself. Against the security guard. Wait, what's his deception?
Doesn't Holy it shit. Go against his perception? Discipline. Oh, his discipline.
Yeah, discipline is
probably pretty low.
Shit.
All right, I'm going to flip a light side point.
Okay.
And just, like, I'll whisper, and not whisper, but, like, try to, like, plant it into Bo Ben's ear. Like, "Hey, if they start to question us, be like, this guy's going to puke in the car. Like, I don't want him in here anymore. Like, let's hurry this up," kind of thing, to get him inside. He's really sick. Like, we got to get him into bed. Or somewhere out of his car.
Okay.
He triumphs. He says, "Yeah, but it's not like what you think." And he just horks. He's like, in the car.
Oh man! I hope you're not the one that has to clean this. That is rough, man. Can we get through? It's It yeah, really just smells go, in here.
Just get out. Get go.
Yeah. All right.
And he opens the gate. Go. He taps on the gate with his mag light, and the door opens, and you guys get in.
Sarn starts gagging.
From the trunk? The trunk.
I'm in a trunk with puke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Fair enough.
It's the sound.
Oh, yeah, the sound of the worst part.
Yeah, stop it.
That wretch.
Oh, my God. You guys are lips to lips. So don't
stop it. Out of character.
Oh, okay. hold up your card next time.
Oh.
All right. I was looking to see if there was a... All right. So as you guys drive in, you like go down this driveway and you see, you look on... Oh, you guys can't see it from the trunk. But Bo Benz, you look to the left and to the right and you see... four of these mean-looking bloodhound dogs just mean-mugging you driving down the... and they sort of growl, but they don't give you more trouble than that as you drive past the fence and into the industrial area or into the warehouse.
Some mean-looking dogs. Not a fan of dogs. You like dogs, Michael?
And he makes another vomiting sound. No, he does like one of those, like, and he catches himself. I'm not going to make the noise, but he like he's about to throw up and then he stops.
Oh man, you really are
taking one for the team.
Yeah, but he directs you over by the warehouse's bay door.
All right. Over here.
Okay. And you guys park the car over by the bay door. What do you do from there?
Open the trunk.
Well, first, is there anyone else in the warehouse?
Is there an oh shit handle?
In the car?
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have noticed this lately in trunks, but they have the glow in the dark that you pulled.
This is a Cadillac. It's old.
It's got a little picture of a guy jumping out of the truck and running.
I don't think that's an oh shit thing. Like somebody accidentally locks himself in the trunk.
Oh, this is a space Cadillac.
It's more like a oh shit, I've been kidnapped.
Oh, okay. Well, you could roll a perception check.
Roll a perception check.
Perception with a
setback. Or if you have another explanation as to how you may.
Nope.
Okay.
That didn't go good.
Yeah, never ever roll perception. And you put the setback on it too. Good job.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, it didn't matter, but
can I look around and see if there's anyone else in the warehouse?
You don't see anybody from the outside.
Oh, okay.
You see that you're mostly past security from the outside.
Okay. Then yeah, I'm gonna get out of the car and open up the trunk.
Okay.
I'll open the trunk.
She opens the trunk and Sarge is holding on to that handle.
Like the handle he couldn't find.
Well, it didn't work.
Oh.
He found it. Sarge found it right before the trunk opened.
Like as the trunk's lifting, you're like, oh, there it is.
There it is.
Yeah.
Didn't get enough UV light or something. I don't know. Weird.
Okay.
Sarn like spills out.
Alright. So you get out, you guys get out of the trunk, and sort of brush yourself off. Michael is still in the front seat. Now his head is kind of rest on the dashboard. Or the glove compartment, you know what I mean? He's just kinda hanging over.
Well, at least he won't choke on his vomit. Let's go.
Where?
As you guys are standing out there, a male Twi'lek in a bulky jacket emerges from the side door at the warehouse. And he starts to approach you. His hand openly rests on a butt of a heavy blaster that hangs in a holster at his side. What do you want? He says. Obviously irritated.
Just making sure your friend here, Michael, gets home safe. You know, he's pretty drunk, and you know he's on the eye candy. You know, so
Michael does not live here.
Oh well, he said to go here, and I don't know if you've ever heard of reverse Uber, but you know, he paid me to take him home in his car. Are you here to clean up the puke?
What? No, that is not my profession.
There's so much puke.
And
there's a lot of puke.
That's going to be a deception check.
From me?
Oh, yeah. You're the one to see. Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But.
Average.
She did tell the truth about there about being what? A lot of puke.
You want a bonus for puke?
For admitting that there was a lot of puke, yes.
She should be commended.
Yes. One bonus die.
All right. You succeeded.
Yeah, man. A lot of puke back here. I don't know if you got a hose or something or...
Yes. There is a hose at the side of the building. Yes, I will. Wait, are you going to clean it?
Do you want me to get it? I mean, I can. I mean, I can get the hose. I mean,
to be frank, I
do
don't.
You, are you care. The hose guy?
I don't care about his car. But yes, it's if his you need. Car? Well,
God, could you imagine puking in your own car? How embarrassing! You got to puke in someone else's. You can't puke in your own.
You know, like around here, we sort of laugh at Michael. He's a sort of a silly man.
Yeah, he's really hung up on this girl of his. He said her name. I don't know what he said.
No, you're
wrong. Nora, something like that. I got it wrong on purpose.
Oh, sorry.
And he sort of picks up. You know, he's like, "Oh, you mean the boss? The boss?"
Oh, this guy with the boss? Nah.
Yes, I would never call her Moira.
Oh, well, listen, I don't know nothing. I'm stupid and dumb as hell.
You are quite stupid. If I do give you the free advice, if you ever do meet her, don't ever say Nora. Always Sir Butt Radar.
Oh, yes. Well, tell...
Be professional.
Starn's ears kind of, like, perk up. Whether cone or human-like.
Okay.
The ears perk up at the sound, or the... Yeah, the noise of, like,
butt radar.
We're in the right spot.
I see that you are also a Twi'lek.
Yes, I am a Twi'lek.
Hello, traveler.
Thank you. Hi to you as well.
All right. Well, if you need to take him to the boss, then you will take him to the boss.
Can you show us where the boss is?
It's over in the warehouse.
The boss is in the warehouse? At this hour?
I'm starting.
Maybe she's an early riser.
I am starting to become suspicious that perhaps you don't know what you're doing here and you are in.
No. It's just, you know, some people don't understand the working hard, you know, the little man, the poor man's worker. And I think, like, Bo Benz is, like, doing that thing where you meet, like, other people who have the same job at you and you're just shooting the shit. Like, she totally believes that they're both low-level employees. You know, that's the kind of conversation. She's like, you know, people just, they don't work hard anymore. You know,
gotta
get up early. Get that bread.
Yeah, he just doesn't understand. He seems like one of those fancy sirens.
Right? Like some of us do have to work at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Did you say the fancy what?
Well, I said fancy sirens because I didn't want to say fancy girl or fancy boy.
Oh, okay. All right. Gotcha.
Because I knew it would set you off. So I just...
No. I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, he doesn't actually know who you are.
Right.
We'll get Michael all cleaned up. We'll get the car cleaned up. We'll, you know, go meet this butt radar, drop him off, get out of your hair. I know you got a busy day ahead of you. You probably got a lot of stuff to do, whatever it is that you do.
No, I'm security, so I'm just going to sit here and watch for people to come or not come in. I will shoot them if they try to come in.
And I walk up to him and be like, hey, he kind of paid me for the hour.
Are you shaking me down?
No. He paid in advance. I want to make sure he gets what he paid for.
I'm very confused at what you're proposing. Is it
sexual? I'm not proposing it. It is mostly a sexual thing, yeah.
What?
With what?
So I want to like
have sex with him?
He's a hardworking. It's a hard. Sarn's a hardworking Sarn.
I really don't care.
I imagine I'm just standing there holding the guy while you two are talking, and I'm like, what the hell is going on?
He paid me to dance with him and his missus.
Oh, so you want me to tell you exactly where she is? Is that what you're trying to say?
I want to complete the job. You know, as a Twilight, like, we said we're going to do something. We're very honorable.
Good work ethic.
Yes. I really don't. I'm trying to be better and not poo-poo your idea, but your idea is really dumb.
My idea of trying to be an androgynous hooker to dance with a Wookiee and a male of, I assume, humanoid?
And also of not very much consciousness and very drunk. And, you know, at this point, I don't even know if he got out of the car. I think his head is just hanging on the dashboard. And you're saying, I need to finish this man off.
I have to fulfill this contract.
Right. It just sounds like, yes, I have to jerk this man off. Okay, I guess. So I guess you need to do it. I don't really want to see it. If you feel the need to, you need to finish him.
If you don't want to see him, turn around.
Tell us what the missus is. We'll reunite Mrs. Sarn, Michael. We'll get out of here. We got other things we got to get done today. Not to say your time's not valuable, but.
It's very valuable.
You just said you sit around.
Yes, that's the nature of security. It's very dangerous.
That's part of the job, is the standing.
Yes, it's the standing, it's the watching, and it's the being in constant danger.
Alert. Constant vigilance. Alert.
See, she understands. You, I don't know about you. You seem very strange.
Promiscuous.
What? No. You have to... All right. The boss is down that way. You need to go into the warehouse, and she's into the center of the building.
All right. Well, I'm sure we'll find it.
All right. Sarn, leave him alone. Let's get going. We got to get this guy into. We got to get this guy tucked away. Let's go.
Your hour's ticking down, man. Your hour is just longer we stand here.
Yes, please.
Or does the hour start when you start dancing?
Let's not get caught up in the semantics of that right now.
I don't know. You really, really want to talk about it a lot.
No, I didn't want to talk about it.
I didn't really bring it up. You brought it up.
No, you didn't bring it up, but I'm just trying to clarify. It's been a very long night.
Right.
Let me get this over with so I can go home
to your
and relax.
Family?
No. No. Okay. Single toilet. I believe. Starts like flicking the Leku around.
Uh huh.
Single.
I let's get out
now
of here.
Let's get out of here before this
gets weird.
Please finish out what you need to do. Listen, I got to drop this guy off. Got to go back to work for the Port Authority.
How about this? Out of character, I'm just going to say, brothers, go continue what you're doing.
Out of character. What made you more uncomfortable? The fake vomit noises?
So the fact that you were kind of flirting with your brother?
Yeah.
This has been a tough call.
For you.
Let me put it this way. I'd like to leave both in character and out of character.